That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Yeah, why all that silence, podcast listeners? Because I just showed them something awesome. Hey, everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Might have been the most aggressive one I've heard. Maybe it's the low ceiling, because we are coming to you once again. It's been a while, but I'm glad to be back at the Nerd Melt Theater in the back of Meltdown Comics in Hollywood, where on a screen in the comic book store, the score of the football game is 1-1.
Yeah.
USA. Did I mention we're in Hollywood? The California one, not the Florida one. On Sunday, June 22nd, 2014, Wolf of Wall Street fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Man Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, and Dog Day Afternoon, Delight, Sleep, Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, Amigos, World's End of Watch. At 420-ish. We're here. There's an exciting soccer game going on, and yet we're all just huddled in the back of a comic book store. Thank you for being a sold-out crowd today. It's very, extremely encouraging. When it's free over UCB, there are empty seats some weeks. And you guys, you had to fucking pay, and you filled the place. I don't know what's happening anymore. Is it because it's Sunday afternoon is better for you guys?
Yes.
Okay, but what about during football season?
No.
That's what I thought. Tomorrow night, Getting Doug with High, live at Largo. It's happening again. 5 great guests, probably Sarah Silverman, smoking on stage. I don't like to give away the guests on these shows, but in this case, I just did. We're going to be smoking on stage in front of the audience that comes out tomorrow night. And you can watch the live feed at 9:15 Pacific Standard Time on YouTube.com/Doug Benson. Tuesday night, there's so much going on here in L.A. This particular week. Tuesday night, Doug Loves Movies at CineFamily. We are going to do Doug Loves Movies with people that are featured in the documentary I Am Road comic, and it's going to be followed by the West Coast premiere of that film. So that's Tuesday night, and there's still some tickets available for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Thursday, June 26th, I'm doing a late night stand-up show at Go Bananas, and I will, in Cincinnati, Ohio. DouglasMovies.com for all the dates and deets and links. Last Sunday, Father's Day, we did Douglas Movies in Kansas City. Terrific crowd, like 240 people came out. It was super fun. But it is now officially a lost episode. Yeah, unfortunately, the folks recording the show there just did a weird job. And so that's right, Ryan, right? We're never going to release it? Okay, he doesn't think so. I love that. Like, there's a little window right there, and he has the headphones on. I really felt like I'm part of a professional, like we're making something here. All right, so that happened, and apologies to Jacob Siroff, Chris Cubis, and Cash Levy. I'll have all of them back on again soon. There was a really fun panel. Jacob and I got into an argument about whether or not James Bond, whether or not the movie Never Say Never Again is a James Bond movie. He says it's not because it was made by outside individuals and wasn't part of the people that have made every other James Bond movie. And I was like, but it's a fucking movie about James Bond. Played by Sean Connery. So it's a fucking James Bond movie. It got heated. Nobody will ever hear it. On May 15th of this calendar year, we did a Douglas Movies at... Los Angeles, Nevada. In Las Vegas. And not only was the venue weird and non-air conditioned in Vegas. Yeah, no air conditioning. They had a huge fan, like there was going to be some sort of animal show and there was going to be a falcon trick. Bottom line is, when we did the show at that venue, they not only, we don't even know if they recorded it, but if they did, they haven't sent it to us and refused to answer our calls and texts. And so, fuck those guys. I mean, I think it's just like one guy is responsible for all of it, but he was tough to get a hold of just trying to arrange things for the gig in the first place. Very scattered individual, I think. So, in lieu of that, because that happened, and because I have already apologized to the three guests that were on that day, but I put together this special Sunday afternoon show so that we can do our best to recreate the lost Las Vegas episode. And they were a great crowd, and so far you guys are a great crowd, so I think we're just going to word for word do the exact same show. Please welcome Sarah Tiana, Tony Hinchcliffe, and Brian Redband. Yay. Is that the order you guys sat in Vegas? Did you just naturally sit in the same order again?
I think we sat in the order that you called us out in.
Oh, really?
No.
Intentionally.
Yeah. Oh.
No, yeah, I said Brian third. I said Brian third, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
You're not high or drunk today, right?
No.
She was both in Vegas, and it's hard to recreate that at 4:20 in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Yeah.
1 week from Father's Day.
But I do have a Slurpee.
Okay.
Which gets me going.
So, yeah, you'll have a nice energy the whole time. And what did you bring for the prize thingy?
It's a whole family package. So it's a cookbook called How to Feed Your Family. It's the movie The Kid Stays in the Picture. And keeping with the family theme, there is a CD of all the pictures from Schindler's List. So.
Okay, I don't know if any
keep
of that
your
tracked,
family together
but,
despite the things that happen.
Okay. And here's the book. It's huge and heavy, so yeah. Enjoy carrying that around for the rest of your day, whoever wins today. And I don't think I've done it yet. A round of applause for Sarah Tiana for coming out and for bringing this stuff. And then, of course, Brian Redband is here, everybody. Brian Redband.
Oh, my God. Hey.
Who brought a shit ton of Death Squad stuff with the kitty with the Hitler mustache.
Chaplin. It's a Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, okay. Charlie Chaplin in the...
Brought you some shirts, stickers.
What was the movie where he played Hitler? I forgot the fucking title. The Great Dictator. Motherfuck. What's that, Brian?
Just brought
you guys line. Fucking switched. Yeah. That was like a magic trick.
Yeah. Yeah. They're both wearing the same shirt.
The next time I turn away, I hope there's not a tiger on stage. But okay, so it's a cat with a not a good mustache. And I've got facial hair on my shirt, on my Douglas movie shirt is in here. And also, oh, there's some Death Squad posters. Oh, nice try, guys. Nice try, Switcheroo brothers. I brought a t-shirt from the, we gave one away on the Douglas movies in Kansas City, that's a lost episode, but it's for Fountain City Roller Derby, which is a local roller derby people, group, team, and we did a benefit for them while we were in Kansas City. And then also a Chameleon Glass gave me a brown camouflage hat, which is great to wear when you're smoking in public. People are like, that dude's smoking so hard he doesn't have a top of his head. Check this thing out. Pass that down to Brian. And Brian, open it up. It's like it's a little wooden box with a pipe in it, but it's magnetic. So you just pull straight up, and it's four magnets hold it together. And it's pretty nice.
Got a little one-hitter in it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's got a name on there. What's it called?
It's the Kind Tray.
Kind Tray.
Kindtray.com.
Yeah, and Chameleon Glass folks mailed me that, so I'm sure that those are available on their site and at their store in Scottsdale. And also two hot dogs from Pop's Hot Dogs, keeping them coming. And from Brian, he said it was on his bedside table for like several months, a package of Hubba Bubba. New mystery flavor. That's fucked up.
Oh, I bet.
Uh-oh.
You mean old mystery
I
flavor.
Love a gum where I'm not sure what flavor it's going to be.
Yeah, you just put something in your mouth and you're like, I don't know
Let's
what this
go.
Is going to taste like.
Let's start chewing.
That happens to me all the time. I don't know what this is going to taste like. I hope it's good.
The flavor's extra mysterious after being...
He's talking about a penis.
It's so early for that.
Okay.
And Tony Hinchcliffe is here. Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Thank you.
And he contributed this lovely item that contributed to that silence at the top of the show when I was trying to show it to everybody. It's a beautiful Adidas tracksuit, but it's Star Wars themed.
It's true.
And it has a stormtrooper face on it.
It's perhaps the worst angles that you could show of the jacket.
I thought it was the back that was important.
On one side, it says the force is strong with this one. And on the other side, you're representing the stormtrooper, because we're all darksiders, right? We all believe on the Sith side. Screw those Jedis. It's an Adidas Star Wars track jacket. Thank you very much. I didn't realize it wouldn't get that big of an applause. I thought, wow, they're really going to like this. And then, womp, womp, womp.
You guys are going to, whoever wins this is really going to cherish it. But until that time, I'm going to use it to wipe the sweat from my brow. Because it's hot in here. I don't remember what you guys said in Vegas, but we went through and I asked you if you'd seen any movies lately, so you can go ahead and update your answer on that, Sarah.
I saw Maleficent.
How'd you like that?
I loved it.
Really?
I didn't know. I was like, oh, this will be cute. And it was amazing.
It's dark.
It's dark. Angelina Jolie is so incredible in that movie. She just has one line that just like slayed me. Like, the girl's like, oh, I know who you are. You're my fairy godmother. And it just pauses and she's like, what? And I was like, that's the most amazing line ever. Like, just the way she did it. I was like, no one else could have done it like that. What?
Let's try to use it in our everyday lives.
I brought you guys the Star Wars jacket.
What? The audience kind of did that.
I know. Yeah.
What?
If you guys aren't excited about the jacket, let me tell you, it's also a mystery flavor, so maybe that'll excite you. Taste it, I guarantee you, you won't know what that tastes like.
Does it glow in the dark? Because it looks like the back like glows in the dark.
You know, what happened is, by the way, it's the sweetest jacket ever. It's just that I got it, and
it's really Swedish.
They made it, you know, I could tell Adidas got a little bit biased because they made it like chubbier. You know what I mean? Like they assumed that the Star Wars fan would be a little bit wider. So when I wear it, it fits perfectly, except for in the middle. It's like extra floppy. But by the looks of this crowd, I think it's going to fit somebody perfectly. I'm a little bit roasty, guys. What? Sorry.
I would never not wear something I liked because it was too big on me. I can have that error. I can go in that direction. I just don't want something
dream,
that's too tight.
Is to have something that's a little bit looser around the middle. Like, yeah, look at this.
Well, you know, when you're properly fit, it's a different thing.
Well, so. I don't know what that's like. You want some of my Slurpee?
Tony, have you been to the movies?
I think I'm pretty sure the last movie I saw was Godzilla. I was very disappointed because they made Godzilla so likable looking. They made his face like all round, and it really just looks like a big Barney instead of the intimidating monster that he was supposed to be. And also, like, I feel like the throwbacks when they made Godzilla, when they called back to the old movies, it was just terrible because they had this Asian scientist guy. And they make a reveal at one point, but he's like speaking perfect English until they want him to call back to the old movie. So there's a part where he's like, and we won't know how to kill him, and we don't know how to get him. Well, who is this guy? He goes by the name of Godzilla. Like he goes from 0 to 100 Japanese in no time. He might as well have just been like, I believe his name is Godzilla.
Godzilla, I was born there.
I triggered you.
You think I speak English?
I do not. What? Brian, you got any goodies, movies?
Not since Vegas when I saw Neighbors, but I saw Life of Pi finally today in my bed.
You've been living a Life of Pi for a long time.
Wonder you didn't get out of your bed. That movie's fucking terrifying.
Well, I've had a 3D TV for the longest time, and I was at Best Buy last night. It's like, you know what? I never used this, so I'm ready to buy a 3D movie. So I was so excited. Last night, my glasses weren't charged up, and then one of them were broke. I had a panic attack because I couldn't get my 3D TV to work. So this morning, I woke up, smoked a joint, put my glasses on because I had charged overnight, and just sat there like a puddle watching that fucking movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
When there's like three animals and him on the boat and they're all running around, what the fuck is gonna happen?
Yeah.
So intense.
What's the tiger's name? Is Mr. Richard Parker. Yeah. Richard Parker.
Yeah. Richard Parker. Richard Parker. What?
There's a tiger on your boat.
But there's no matter how you feel about that movie, it's
There's a weird part in it, though, right? When the tiger's about to pee on him. I don't know if you remember, he squirts and pisses all over that little kid. He makes this weird face. Now, I don't know if it's like it's supposed to be trippy, but the tiger just goes, he makes like a crazy face.
What?
I bet you that's the last thing Siegfried or Roy saw before the... I always forget which it was Roy. Anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Roy was the bottom.
Siegfried has the fucked up face.
I've totally forgotten what movies I've seen, but there's some good ones out there, so check out a movie, you guys.
I have to see Edge of Tomorrow. Everybody keeps saying that's amazing.
I liked it. I just wish that I didn't know one thing about it before I saw it. I thought it would have been more surprising and interesting, but I'm not going to say that one thing out loud, even though it's in every review, because hopefully you'll just go and see it and not worry about it. Doug Liman's one of my favorite directors. I love Mr. and Mrs. Smith and Go and Swingers and
Mr. and Mrs.
Born
Smith
Identity, whichever one he did. What?
Mr. and Mrs. Smith is the only movie I've ever walked out of.
Why?
I don't know. I was so bored by it. And now whenever I try to watch it on TV, I fall asleep.
You love what's? I think it's her best movie, but Maleficent's probably her second best movie. But Angelina Jolie is so kick-ass in Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and then Brad Pitt kicks her in the stomach several times.
Very hard. Isn't that how you get pregnant?
It's just fucked
That's
up.
That's what I was told.
It's just a fucked up way for a couple to meet, spending every day on the set trying to kill each other.
Yeah.
And but then they, you know, as you know, they get along at the end. So that's what I recommend is anything by Doug Liman except for Jumper. Don't fuck around with that.
The only movie I ever walked out on was Bandits. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, the Bruce Willis with long hair?
Yeah.
Luxurious hair. Bruce Willis.
It's so bad.
And Billy Bob probably had a weird wig, too. Yeah. It's a weird wig show.
Yeah. USA won.
Which one?
USA won it, you guys.
Yeah!
Heck yeah.
If people listening to this tomorrow are going to fucking flip out.
Yeah.
I saw the guys in the sound room celebrating, so I felt like that.
Because the whole show, when people listen to this tomorrow, they're going to be like, we know what happened. Who cares? But it's still kind of exciting when the news comes.
Maybe yeah. There'll be one guy in Portugal that doesn't have cable that's like,
oh, of course they're not.
What?
Now's the part of the show where I say, let the games begin. Gentlemen and lady, some of the folks here today brought name tags for your selection process. More people than on Tuesday nights at UCB. So suck on that for a while.
Somebody's putting a light on
and, them. Yeah, they shine lights on them sometimes. It's trickery.
Smart.
But it can work. There's something... I don't know what's going on over there in that corner. It's like a whole fucking samurai sword situation. But while they pick their name tags, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. We're back! You did it, you guys! It's a hot one, but you still went into the crowd. Now, Sarah, don't forget about the shithead on the back. Don't, you can, you know, I don't care if people see it, but just don't say it out loud. And let's start with Brian. Who are you playing for?
I'm playing for, I don't even know. Can you say it?
Who's, what's your name, person who gave him that?
Aldrin.
So. Aldrin?
It says Aldrin
Tender.
Aldrin what?
Tender? Aldrin.
Aldrin Tendo. He did like a build a title with his name.
It's pretty
and,
sweet.
And Nintendo. And it's on some sort of. How would you even describe that?
It's a old NES cartridge with two hands and 2 feet and a joint. And it says Doug Loves Movie as the video game. It's pretty badass.
Did you
right?
make that? Where'd you get that from? Oh, you bought it at a con and then you made a sticker of Doug Loves Movies and put it on there. Nice work.
Very cool.
And it's Aldrin. I'm saying it right? Like the astronaut?
Buzz
Aldrin? All right. Tony, who you've got this, you grabbed the samurai sword that
yeah.
I saw being flailed around the back of the room. I was worried for lives. And it's Kill Zach, it says on there.
I'm playing for Zach.
And Zach, did you have any idea that Tony, who hosts Kill Tony with Brian Redband, would be here today?
Yeah, I heard your hints.
You heard I gave hints?
You gave hints.
Okay. I don't know what I do sometimes.
What?
What was your
I hint? Gave hints, all right. I got blackout drunk, gave some hints.
What?
But that's cool. So you figured that out, because there is a samurai sword on the table of Kill Tony.
And there's little ponies on it, because they know that he's a brony.
Well, no,
the
actually
golden
not.
Pony.
I'm the golden pony.
Oh, okay.
That's my nickname.
Oh, okay. And you are still doing that every Monday night at the Comedy Store?
Every Monday night.
Freezies to get in?
It's a live, successful podcast.
You buy cocktails while you watch it?
Yep. It's a free show every Monday at 8. And,
who's the sidekick now that you got rid of that other fellow?
We rotate new patriots each week, so we always have a different, like, Friday
the,
night.
In the
week.
Same outfit?
Kind of. I kind have of? Created a oh, outfit off
so,
of Amazon.
Just rubbing it in.
Like Friday night, we did an episode from the Ice House with Joe Rogan and Dom Irrera.
That was off the chain, I bet.
It was unbelievable. Sold out. The energy was insane. And the sidekick was played by Jesus Christ,
Hollywood
Kevin Lee
Jesus.
Light.
Yeah.
And he killed it. It was
right.
awesome.
So when is that going to be available?
Was
that plot?
2015.
Yeah.
Wow, suspenseful.
Now, there's not a shithead on this, and then last time I played, there wasn't a shithead, and I was disappointed.
Well, first of all, if you win, it won't matter, but if you lose, we'll have Zach come down here and take his sword back and tell us who we should call a shithead. Brian, who are you playing for? Oh, right. I already talked to you. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm playing for Steph.
It says Steph up.
Steph up.
To the streets.
Yeah,
and
Steph up to.
She put her face
the
on there.
The streets. That's how it's pronounced.
Yeah. And
Steph up to.
And you announced proudly as you picked that you love Step Up.
I love Step Up. Channing Tatum was in the first one. I like the second one. I've watched the third one. I like all dance movies. I like all dance movies. I like movies where people dance. I like any movies where animals talk and any movies where black people rise above through extracurricular activity. Those are all my three favorites.
I gotta say, I enjoy all of those genres. maybe not every single film in those genres. Yeah, the talking animals one. That's hard to be a completist.
Yeah.
Because I can't get through another saga of the cats and dogs.
Oh, but you know. Babe, pick.
What about talking babies? Do you watch like Baby Geniuses?
Yeah, or like Look Who's Talking was always great.
Sure.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
We got one woo in the back.
I know. Just me and that guy in the theater. Hope they're gonna play the second one after this. Yeah, me too.
Did they really make three Step Ups?
Yeah.
No, there's like the fifth one's coming out this summer.
Yeah. The fifth one?
I think so. Or well, the third one was probably 3D. This might be the fourth one, but it's also in 3D.
3D.
And
3D dancing
makes it look great. I mean, the story's terrible and the acting's bad, but the dancing's great. Like they dance.
Sarah, if you ever want to watch the 3D one in bed with me, we can. Yeah.
What?
Nice one, Tony.
me.
I knew it was you. I like to have fun with the listeners. They don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Like this next segment confuses the listeners a great deal, and it tickles me because I can't believe we keep getting him to come back. You'd think he'd be too busy. He couldn't join us in Vegas, but people are so excited. It's time to do some lines with Mark.
Yeah.
All right, so, hey, Mark.
How you doing, dog? You doing good?
I'm doing good.
You guys want to do some fucking lines or what?
Yes, it's just guys. People are more excited about you coming out here than the FIFA.
Yeah, who's the dude who fucking jinxed that shit? Because they just drawed, motherfucker. They didn't win, so.
Oh, that's what
you.
Happened?
Yeah. They fucking scored in the final
minute. So the listeners tomorrow are going to have a good laugh over all of us thinking that they had won.
No, they didn't fucking win. They're the opposite of me.
Mark,
not winning.
Mark Wahlberg comes in and sets us straight. I love it.
Story of my life, bro.
So Sarah, Tony, and Brian, just yell it out as soon as you recognize it. Mark's going to say a line from a classic or at least maybe a classic to him motion picture. And then you just yell out the answer when you think you know it. First one to get it right.
And it could be any movie, right? Not just one.
It could be any movie, Sarah.
Okay.
But it can't be things that are not movies.
You want to do a fucking line?
Yeah, all right.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Look good, feel good. Look good, feel good. James Francis Ryan? Your brothers were killed in combat.
Saving Private Ryan.
It is Saving Private Ryan.
Who says that line in the movie?
The fucking dude from The Burbs. That fucking
Tom
dude.
Hanks.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
He looks like walking claymation. Yeah.
The great Larry Crown, I like to say. Everybody loves Tom Hanks. You've worked with him or no?
No. Everything that I get offered, he's in, I turn down.
But he's always there first? Or if you had to...
No, they come to me. They get him, obviously. Then they're like, Mark, you want to be in this? I'm like, mm-mm. I saw Forrest Gump. That dude can't think right. Well, too good.
Well, thank you, Mark. I know we might you might pop in again from time to time during the show.
You know what?
But
fuck it, I'm just gonna stay. You know what?
Maybe you might want to take that sweater off.
No, I feel
fucking
good,
hot
dude.
In here,
I'm rocking
Mark.
2% body fat. I feel fucking great. It's breezy in here. I'm going to fucking play.
All right. Is that all right with you guys? Can Mark stay and compete against you?
Why not,
you?
Right? Hey, give me a fucking name tag. He's got a fucking name tag. You're close. What is this? Like a half-naked John Ritter?
It's Cameron Diaz.
Not in the face, bro.
The face.
Not in the face.
Body. The body is Cameron Diaz, and the face is that guy. It looks very Zach Braffy in that picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does kind of look like that.
Yeah.
I'd hit it. Hey, can I get a fucking chair?
So what's his name? Oh, how about that stool right there? You want to just pull that over?
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah,
you know
do
what,
that.
Oh, thanks, brother. You're lucky I was around.
Well, I'm always amazed that you have time for any of this.
Yeah, why were you in town?
I live up the fucking hills.
Oh, okay.
House number 4.
Okay.
And for the last hour, I've been helping Donnie chase a balloon. So we're fucking coming down Fuller, and then we get up to Sunset, and I see this, and I'm like, oh, Donnie, I got a thing. And then he was like, do you care if I keep going after the balloon? I'm like, take all week. So good luck to Donnie.
All right, well, this shouldn't take all week. But we do have a few games to play since this is a supersized edition of the show. Not unlike Vegas. You guys love that venue in Vegas. I understand it.
Jesus. Do they know what happened? Did they know the full extent of how horrible that place treated us and the shit that went down?
Well, it was funny that after...
Did you guys get treated like normal people? That must suck.
No, we got treated.
Yeah, maybe we should have Mark. Next time you're in Vegas, you should straighten shit out.
You got it, dude. I'll fucking go in there with a bat.
Great.
It'd be interesting if you brought in a bat and set it free and it flapped around.
Can't do much more damage to that place. It was pretty shady and shitty already.
Yeah. It was considerably hotter than what we're experiencing right now. But you know, this, we give the meltdown a pass on this because melting is right there in the name. But the fucking... Which, first of all, when it's a billiards place, there's 3 tables, but it's got a bar, and they did get us drunk, so that for that, I'll be grateful.
But you remember what we had to do to get drunk? Because they kept on giving us these little shot glasses of mixed drinks.
And
they gave
us
the very tiny
down.
Glasses.
Yeah.
They were like Dixie cups.
There.
Yeah, we had to flag people down for a drink.
Yeah, let's call the shot, bro. He's doing fucking shots.
Except there was
little
ice
mixed
cubes.
Shots with an ice cube, yeah. And then, you know, the air conditioning not working. But the show was fun. We had a good time, and everything seemed to work. But then, we just can't get them to respond when saying, "How about sending us the recording?" And then you guys did a stand-up show the very next night there.
Next day. And
so what happened to you?
The owner was like, "All right, meet us here after the show at like 1:30 in the morning, and I'll pay you." So we're just sitting here waiting.
It was a 9 o'clock show. We were done at like 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's like,
"So wait around for the drop to get your money."
I'm driving. I'll be there at about 1:30. So we're like, "Oh, we have to hang out around this joint for an hour and a half," which at the end of the long weekend was exhausting. And then we followed up at 2 a.m. and he's like, "I'm about another hour away."
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So 3 a.m.
And then when he arrived at 3 a.m., you know, this giant shady looking motherfucker walks in, you know, just like super shady.
Acts
looking.
Like we're not even there, by the way.
Yeah, for like 20 minutes. Right. And then finally I just went up and like, "Hey, I'm Brian. We need to get out of here. Can we get paid?" And he gives us like some of the cash and he goes, "All right, tomorrow, when are you leaving?" I'm like, "Around noon."
A minimal amount of the cash, by the way. Yeah. Less cash than they possibly could have received from
Sounds
the show.
Sounds to me like you guys need a Donnie.
Yeah, we do.
Here's the deal, too. Just a tip. You can take this, leave this, whatever the fuck you want, okay? If I ever have a problem with a business, I just buy that business.
You guys, let's all chip in and buy that fucking place.
That would be great.
I'm just saying.
It'll cost us a lot to put in air conditioning.
It's way easier than Yelp.
Legit.
Then you fire the people and keep being like, "You know what, can you come back tomorrow for that last check?"
Yeah. I just have sweat box night every night, you know, like half price drinks. Come on in and sweat.
Then we had to wait the next day and try to find
weed.
Him, and he never came.
He
and
never
then we finally
up.
Got had to, he owns this other restaurant out here called a and so we had to fucking,
it's a great
like,
fucking place.
Get a check
and,
from
and
him.
And billiards.
Right. And we had to hunt down this guy, get a check from him. 2 weeks later, I look at my bank account. It's withdrawn all this shit because his check bounced. Oh. Yeah. He then says that he got hacked by cyber electronic hackers or something like that.
Oh, that's pretty generic.
And then,
because what are the odds that a blatant, shady guy also got hacked by the cyber bullies?
Dude, I'm going to make this fucking movie. Are you kidding me? You guys got the rights on that shit?
Yeah,
I'm sure they're pretty cheap.
So, anybody listening, the whatever in Vegas and the here in Los Angeles.
Great place.
Really? You go?
No,
there?
I don't know. I thought that's how you were gonna end.
No.
No. No. Terrible. Terrible ownership.
Boycott
those
places.
Guys. Yes.
Yes.
Hey, real quick, can I ask a question before we get into this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be honest here.
Okay.
I saw the fucking screen with the score when I walked in. Mm-hmm. Did USA really just lose to Portland?
Wait a second. You're the one that told us that it was a draw.
Yeah, but that's a fucking loss, dude.
Oh, okay.
You either win or didn't fucking win.
I'm just saying you seem to know everything about it, and then this whole Portland thing is really throwing me.
It just said USA P-O-R.
Do you play soccer?
What's that?
Do you play soccer?
Fuck that, no.
Why didn't you play in the World Cup, or do you watch it?
Well, they wanted me to join the fucking team.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you can't guarantee a win like that. Why fucking do that to yourself? I'm like, keep it fucking competitive. You can have one of my nephews play. He'll wear a fucking Wahlberg jersey. You'll sell that out in a fucking minute. So I took a pass. Besides, if I'm not running from cops, I don't want to fucking run around. Go USA, though.
Let's play ABCD's Nuts.
Yeah. All right, let's fucking do it, bro.
Don't have time to play it usually over at UCB. We played it in Vegas. We're going to spell the same word, you guys. And I've only changed a couple of the titles. So if you happen to remember at any given point, you might actually win this thing by matching the title that I've already written down and that I will say to you now for the second time. But everyone will be hearing it for the first time because that episode got lost. So Sarah starts us off, then we'll go to Tony, Brian, and then to Mark, and you just have to name any movie that begins with the letter. Oh, then what we're spelling, because it was coming out that weekend, is the John Hamm movie, Million Dollar Arm. We're spelling, did you see that movie, Mark?
What's that?
Million Dollar Arm.
Isn't that where like Hillary Swank breaks her fucking neck?
Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, Sarah, you got the letter M.
Maleficent.
Of course, if you'd say that, but of course I also hadn't written that down several weeks ago. I went with Murder by Death. Oh. I to Tony.
Oh, let's go with Ice Age.
Okay, yeah, that's legit, right? I went with In-N-Out, that movie where Tom Selleck doesn't have his gay-looking mustache, because in that film he was playing a gay man. L, Brian.
Leap of Faith.
I went with Life or something like it. Mark, L.
Fucking Life of Pi, bro.
Yeah. I said Lolita. Sarah, I.
Indecent Proposal.
In Her Shoes. Tony, O.
O.
Uh-huh. I went with Osmosis Jones.
I think we both said the same thing in Vegas. I think we just recreated the same joke.
N for Brian.
Never-ending Story.
Oh, so close. It's another thing that was made up. Noah. D for Mark.
Fucking best documentary I've ever seen. Dazed and Confused.
Yes. I went with the documentary called Day of the Dead. Sarah.
Over the Top.
Uh-huh. One Night at McCool's.
One Night.
L? Mm-hmm.
A League of Their Own.
Okay, you're out. L, Brian.
Larger Than Life.
Correct. I went with Little Man Tate.
So you guys aren't even trying to remember the ones that I said in Vegas.
We drank a lot that night. Do you remember?
I don't really remember playing this game.
Second L, Mark.
Another fucking L?
Yeah.
Legend.
Oh, okay. I went with Lone Survivor. I don't know if you've heard of that movie.
I never heard of that. That's not a movie.
It's actually called A Lone Survivor.
All right, then Tony's back in then. Because he said a league of their own. A for you, Sarah.
A league of their own.
I went with another film that was all about the ladies, All the President's Men. R, Brian.
Wait, Tony, am I not in?
No.
I told you, you're out. It's called A League of Their Own.
Are we sure about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're
all
sure.
All right, take it easy on me.
Ricochet.
Okay, I went with Revenge of the Nerds because I was going to be doing an interruption of it, and we did it the other night, and Booger was hilarious. A, Sarah.
Mark.
What the fuck, bro?
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I counted you not knowing Lone Survivor as just being wrong. And that's not fair. You're still in.
Nor does it ever happen.
Okay, A.
We're going A?
Yeah.
Animal House. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'll give it to you.
What's this?
I'll let you have
We'll go about
it
last
does
night.
When you're watching the movie, it says National Lampoon's Animal House.
Yeah, I know. We've been over this.
Okay. What'd you change it to?
About Last Night.
Okay. Or Altered States would have worked.
Okay.
R, Sarah.
Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said Rumblefish because I'm going to be in Oklahoma City doing stand-up this Saturday, June 28th, Doug Benson Day. It's not official. It was official 1 year, and I just try to keep it going. And then M to you, Brian.
Let's go with Marigold. No. What's that?
Marigold.
The Exotic Marigold Hotel. Magnolia?
Magnolia.
That's what you meant.
Yeah.
Brian, what would you have gone with?
Who's Brian?
The guy in the end there.
I know, but you just asked me.
I know.
I'm fucking with you, bro. Dude, I'm fucking with you, bro. I like you. You're fucking Brian.
What would you have said for M?
Moonstruck.
How about Max Payne? You're really not... your head is somewhere else today, Mark.
No, I think we're all doing a good job of trying to forget that fucking movie. Why you gotta bring up bad shit, bro?
I'm sorry. And that, not unlike the football match that just happened, that this game is a draw. And so Sarah gets to go first in the next game. And this was really fun in Vegas. We played Last Man Stanton. And the person in the audience suggested Sean Connery. And I was very excited, because I can name every James Bond movie that he was in, anyway. And so then we started to play. And between the four of us, we named a whopping 6 movies with Sean Connery in them, and several of those were suggested by me. It was an absolute slaughter. But also fun and hilarious. So we're gonna try it again. We'll start with you again, Sarah. And I love this Pied Piper shirt that this gentleman in the front row has on, because Silicon Valley is a very fun show with our friends on it. What's an actor, actress, or director with a large body of work that, you know, you would like us to play this game with?
Rachel Weisz.
Rachel Weisz. Okay, the exit's right there, so.
What the fuck?
What? Leave the shirt.
Just really quick.
Who is that?
As quiet as it got after he said that, you would have thought he said 9/11.
There was.
And you know what? If
I knew that I can't was even think happen, of one 9/11 movie now. United 3-3-1-1. What was it?
United
4-1-1. It's got a lot of interesting information in it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go down the line real quick. Brian, can you name one Rachel Weisz movie?
I don't know who she is, so
okay,
I'll say.
And you don't. So you'll say what?
That step up dance movie thing.
No,
right there.
She's not in that.
Tony,
can you name one?
Godzilla.
No, I have no idea.
I don't think
she
was in that. And what about you, Sarah?
No.
No idea who she is, or kind of an idea, just can't name any of the movies.
No, I don't know who
she is. Okay, Mark?
I know
Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Yeah.
I can't think of a single fucking movie she's done.
Brothers Bloom, The Mummy.
You're right.
Oh,
Constantine.
The Girl in the Mummy.
Yeah, The Fountain. She's been in a ton of shit, but she is kind of more of a specialty actress that hasn't done too many things that are, you know.
So technically it was a lot of work, but it was kind of a curveball.
I get the feeling somebody in the front row has a big crush on Rachel Weisz.
There's no reason to not be a fan. Yeah, there's no reason not to be a fan of that lady. And, and Darren Aronofsky put a baby in her, didn't he? Or somebody did. And
Are you Rachel Weisz?
And then Russell Crowe tried to murder that baby with a dagger. I'm mixing up their real lives with Noah. So I'm sorry, sir. We have to disqualify you from making suggestions ever.
I'm no longer invited to our show.
I like that one.
You took a fucking shot.
Did I say Brothers Bloom? She was in that, right? Okay, so let's get somebody else to pick one. Mark, you pick somebody in the audience that you like.
Are you at, girls? Let's go right here with Rachel Weisz. Yeah.
Harrison Ford. Now we're talking. Very nice. I'm excited about this one. I think I'm going to win. All right, Sarah, what do you got? Harrison Ford.
Indiana Jones.
Okay, you're out.
He fucking got you. He fucking got you, bro.
Why am I out?
You're out because I think the next time around you're going to guess Han Solo.
Fuck, there goes mine.
What do you mean?
No, because it's got to be the title of the movie, not just like...
Oh, Indiana Jones and the Temple
of Doom. When we were playing Sean Connery, you didn't say James Bond.
The first one is called...
No, it's not. And when we played in Vegas... And I know this because when we played in Vegas, the actor was Sean Connery, and I got out by saying Indiana Jones. So I learned immediately.
Because he was in The Last Crusade.
Well, thank you. You're giving me more. And since I'm still in, keep naming movies that he's in.
Can we talk more about Harrison Ford movies before we start playing?
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. So I'm sorry, Sarah, you're out. Tony?
The Fugitive.
I'm out?
No, that's a real one, though. It's like the third one's name.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is the second one. Why are you chiming in?
The
third one is called Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
And the fourth one was called...
No, that was the second one. Third one was Last Crusade, and the last one was Crystal Skull.
I'm using all of these, by the way. I don't know...
Colon.
I don't want you to get mad at me when I say...
So far,
there's no colon. There's no colon in any of them. There's no colon.
I just watched the marathon, and it says Indiana Jones.
Capshaw's blocking the title in the second one, so how can you even tell if there's... But you have to say the full... Should I let her stay in the game?
Okay.
No.
No. Bunch of pussies.
That's
National
fine.
Lampoons,
I'll
you're out.
Out
of the game.
I would expect her to have learned from what happened to Tony in Vegas, but we did get really drunk.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? You host the show.
Maybe I was so drunk that I ran over to the guy recording the show and destroyed the tape, and then all this time I've been complaining that they won't send it to us, and they won't talk to me because they're probably going to file some sort of suit. Okay, so which of those movies would you like to say for
I love
yours?
That everybody votes Sarah back in, by the way, but I say A League of Their Own and somebody threw a fucking dagger at me, all right?
Yeah, well, I brought a cookbook. I'll say Temple of Doom.
Okay, but say the whole time.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Yes, okay.
I'm gonna
what are you going to do? Somewhat predictable. I've got narrowed down to three titles. Which one?
I'm going to go with The Fugitive.
Oh, okay. So you're kind of banking those other ones.
Yes.
Okay. Brian?
Star Wars.
So confident. Mark?
Clear and Present Danger.
Okay.
I was thinking when I said Star Wars, like, shit, is there something like Star Wars and Yoda's friendship or something like that? There's some extra title I forgot about.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Sarah?
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yes. Tony?
The Empire Strikes Back. Thank you. One Star Wars fan back there.
Oh, and then whatever the new one's called doesn't count, so don't try it. Okay. And he broke his foot.
Oh, yeah.
Like?
This is like a kind of a Harrison Ford's foot memorial edition. Where are we at, Mark?
No, man. It's me. Return of the Jedi.
Oh, yeah, okay. Banged all those out. Okay, Mark.
Can I ask you don't have to say A New Hope after one of those?
Huh?
Isn't that the full title of one of those Star Wars movies?
Yeah, the first one.
The first one.
That's what I'm saying. Do I have to say that? Because it's not really
you
know, on
oh, you did ask?
Yeah.
Okay, I just...
We're good.
I wasn't
it.
Paying attention.
Yeah.
It was called just Star Wars at one time.
Right.
So...
Perfect.
The first year.
Let's go with... What Lies Beneath.
Oh.
I'm not fucking around down here.
I'm fucking around because I'm going to say Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Oh.
What? Oh, fuck. The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Should we let him stay in?
No, I'm out. I'm out.
That's good. No.
I'm out.
Dude, I love that after you said that, it sounded like half the audience went on a roller coaster. You fucking know it.
That
bro.
Was the best roller coaster
switch
scene
seats.
Ever.
Why don't you
fear.
Switch seats? Come down here. We can do some fucking Meisner shit.
Yeah. He'll wither your spoon. I don't know what that means.
You.
Fucking nailed him.
What do you got?
Working Girl.
Okay.
Great movie. I mean, not
oh,
as good as
Steph. God damn it. I keep thinking of more and more. Tony?
Ah. I'm gonna go with our good friend Harrison Ford was definitely in the movie that goes by the name of Armageddon.
Nope. Okay, you're out. Brian.
It was The Hunt for Red October. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.
He wasn't in that. You're
he
out.
Wasn't?
Mark, no.
Wait,
he was in something else that I don't want to give away the name.
That's
but you're mixing it up with another movie.
I thought
that's
that
too,
was...
I've said too much, Mark.
Space Cowboys.
So you're out.
What's it called?
With Harrison Ford?
And Daniel Craig?
I'm not going to say it because I want Sarah to say one more.
Oh, man.
You don't have to. I mean, you won.
So the person that lost first is about to win this game.
Yeah. He who loses first loses last. Right. It's an old saying.
Okay.
She's the tortoise and the hare.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You don't I'm have to come
blanking.
Up with another one. But you were thinking of K-19 Widowmaker.
And what
and
are
you were thinking of Aliens and Cowboys and Aliens.
You're all right, sir.
What was I thinking when I said Armageddon?
Sabrina.
Why didn't I...
Sabrina, that's the one I was thinking.
Why didn't I just fucking say...
Air Force One, of course.
The Witness.
Just Witness. Just Witness.
Oh, it is Just Witness?
Good
thing
I didn't
fucking
witness.
Say that.
Yeah.
Regarding Henry.
Regarding Henry, of course.
That's a solid.
I forgot that because of a head injury.
Anchorman 2.
42 was
Anchorman 2, yeah.
Mosquito Coast.
Mosquito Coast with the late River Phoenix.
And
Morning Glory with the late Michelle Pfeiffer. Nobody said Blade Runner.
Oh.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, but he's a fucking robot. That's not even him. Spoiler alert.
Man, I always yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was good. We did better on that one.
So,
yeah.
No, so wait,
you
for the
great.
Record, no one won?
No, Sarah won. She was the last one to get one right.
Mm-hmm. There you go, Steph.
She was also the first one to get one wrong.
Yeah.
Frisco Kid. Okay, Force 10 of Navarone, or from Navarone, or some shit like that. Let's start with you, Sarah, in the Leonard Maltin game. Let's play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yeah.
And then we'll come around to you, Mark. And then to Tony, and then to Brian. And Sarah gets picked between three categories. Would you like at Real Gravy
one
suggested?
Name. I'm just fucking around. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. That person suggested El Deuterino. If you're not into the whole brevity thing. And that's movies that have seven or more words in the title. Or, celebrating her birthday today, I don't think she's ever been on Douglas Movies, but she's been on Dining with Doug and Karen, which will be returning very soon because Arsenio got canceled. I know, life is weird that way. Arsenio gets canceled, I get my food podcast back. Celebrating her birthday today, Mary Lynn Rice Cub, the delightful Mary Lynn Rice Cub, who plays Chloe on 24. She's been in some movies, one with Harrison Ford that we didn't mention that was called. The fuck was that called?
There's Something About Mary?
Yes. And and your third option is like Hardwired? Hardwire? Hardwall. Firewall. Firewall. Elliot's World suggested, hold on to your potatoes. And that, of course, is films that take place in Ireland. So.
All right, let's do it. Films that take place in Ireland.
Sarah gets to pick.
Okay.
But I think you might have influence over
What's
her.
What's the one with Mary Lynn? That's like movies that
movies
she's
that
in?
Movies that she's in, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because it's her birthday.
That one.
Yeah,
let's
you like that?
That one, yeah.
All right. Sorry, Mark.
That's cool.
We're going to go with what she chose.
No, we're all good.
Yeah. Your idea was stupid.
The year.
I'm going to give you one.
Give me one what?
I'm going to give you one free pass.
Okay.
Then after that?
And then after that what?
We'll wrestle.
Here, watch. See, I'll show you how the free pass thing works. Just shut up and let's play the game, Donnie.
Yeah, you fucking do it. Oh, you saying that fucking shit to me?
I don't get one?
What?
Do I get one?
You get one. Okay.
I was worried that I don't get one anymore.
I'm a victim of my own rules.
The year, Sarah, is 2006. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars. He calls it winning. He also says that it's... the cast simply couldn't be better. And he lists 12 names total for this movie that Mary Lynn Rice Cub may be one of those names. From 2006. How many do you think it'll take you to name this movie, Sarah? Tiana.
I think I know the movie.
Oh, so you can maybe go zero names or get crazy with some negative names?
Well, let's just say two. Can name it in two names.
You're just going to get the bottom two names.
Okay.
Okay. Mark, what do you think of that?
Name it.
Oh, shit. All right, your names are Gordon Thompson and Mary Lynn Rice Cub. What's the name of the movie?
Is it Legally Blonde 2? No? Is it Legally?
I mean, if it were Legally Blonde 2, the rest of it would be like Red, White, and Blue or some shit like that, right?
It's Legally Blonde 2, A Temple of Doom, actually.
But this particular movie starred Greg Kinnear and Tony Collette and Steve Carell, and it's called Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh.
Little Miss Sunshine. So Mark is on the board. Mark's got a point.
Do it, guys. Let's fucking do this.
Sorry, Steph.
Oh, by the way, can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
For everybody who's been worried, Donnie got a fucking job. People keep fucking hitting me up about this. He is a fucking character. He like dresses up as one of the, like the dude from the Aladdin movie at kids' birthday fucking parties. And I keep telling him, kids don't want to fucking hang out with Jafar.
He puts on a whole Jafar outfit and does the voice and everything?
No, just a purple cape and talks with a lisp.
He did get a new job because he got engaged.
Who's that?
Your brother.
Donnie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he got engaged. That's a job.
To who?
Some beard.
Yeah, that skinny girl on The View.
Elizabeth? Are you fucking kidding me?
No,
not Hasselbeck.
Jenny McCarthy,
yeah. Don't you know he's going with Jenny McCarthy?
Me?
No, your brother.
Your brother.
Oh, I just thought she fucking needed work, too. I'm like, who's this chick around the house? She gonna clean shit up? No wonder he got so fucking defensive.
She definitely had work done. I don't know if she needs work.
He got real fucking defensive. I'm like, oh, maybe I'm just insulting one of his peers. I don't care.
That explains a lot.
I got that wrong.
Oh, God. They should move out. They're going to house number two.
All right, Mark, you're on the board with 1 point. First person to 2 points will be our winner today, and all these prizes will go to whoever they're playing for. And this time we're going to start with, since Mark challenged Sarah, we're going to start with Brian and then go to Tony. And Brian gets to pick between Anne Eddie Nunn, not just any Eddie Nunn, or yeah, just any Anne Eddie Nunn, one of them, suggested Post No Bills, and that's Bill Murray movies, sequels to Bill Murray movies that Bill Murray is not in. So it's a sequel, and then he's not in it. Hannah Wakes the Bears, that's a movie where a bear attacks a human. And Bateman Rises, which I've been having people petition on Twitter to change to Bateman Begins, and I really, it doesn't matter. I just want somebody to pick it eventually. That's the early Jason Bateman films. So that's why they want it Begins instead of Rises. But
I'll try the Bill one.
Okay. And you know what? You know, it's hard enough to be a performer, but whoever's doing that cricket impression is really pissing me off. There's like daytime crickets in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's pretty, rare
I'm used
thing,
to just
it?
Hearing them when I do stand-up.
Okay, so you get to pick a year, Brian, in this particular category, I think. Yeah, yeah, you get to pick a year. 84 or 2003? For a Bill Murray-less
84.
Sequel. 84, going deep. Two stars from Leonard Maltin for this movie that he calls an in-name-only sequel. He says that... at one point, there's a From Here to Eternity takeoff. You know the scene From Here to Eternity where they're rolling around on the beach and the waves are crashing up and they're making out? There's like a scene where they kind of do a parody of that in this movie. And Leonard lists 10 names.
And this is a sequel.
Sequel to a Bill Murray
okay.
movie that he's not in. And the year is 84. How many names out of those 10 names do you think you need?
I'll go with... Five.
Five names, he says, Tony.
Name it.
Okay.
Jesus.
We all know our own abilities.
What the fuck?
If Vegas is in here, we're just like, we could have all 13. We could have the name of the movie, we'd still get it wrong. I don't know.
The cricket shut up, though.
You just walked the cricket.
Fuck this. I got someone's sleep to disrupt. There's a napper in this apartment building in the back. Five names, Brian. They are Elaine Boozler, Paul Rubens, Misty Rowe, Archie Hahn, and John Larroquette.
You know what it is, bro.
And they were all in what movie, Brian? Sequel to a Bill Murray movie, but Bill's not there. In name only, says Leonard. That other clue that won't help you at all.
Caddyshack 2.
Oh, that's, you know, you really put it out there and made a good guess. But the actual answer is Meatballs Part 2.
Ah. Fucking Meatballs.
Yeah, fucking Meatballs, man.
Stupid movie.
That dumb movie. Yeah, it's not good. But,
it's an hot dog.
It's kind of fun watching Paul Rubens run around being silly but not being Pee-wee. But sort of being Pee-wee. So that means that Tony's on the board. Tony has a point, everybody.
There you go, dude. Way to earn that point, Tony.
Yeah, and we'll start again with Sarah, and it's going to come right back at you, Tony. So be ready. Where'd I leave off? Oh, I got to go back to the top. Here we go. Scott Beowulf. It's a long-time category. Trying to clean some of these out. I've been hoarding these categories.
And the worst part of all...
The worst part of all is I never learned to read. And the worst part of all, is I never learned to read.
What's it from?
I don't know.
And the worst part of all?
I think if you keep saying it, it's not going to help me.
We have not fucking gone to the audience yet.
Is it Wayne's World?
It is fucking Wayne's
World. Hey, I did it!
You and me, we're gonna talk. No, you know what? You know what? I'll give you one. God damn it.
Scott Beowulf is movies with Scott Baio, werewolves, or both. Wins in Scrabble is movies that begin with the letter Q. And They're Always Glad You Came is movies that have actors from Cheers in them. At least one. Actor from Cheers.
At least one.
Of which there was about seven or eight regulars over the years. Maybe nine.
Let's do... Wow, that's hard. Movies that begin with Q.
Q, okay. Would you like a movie begins with Q from 2008 or 1990? 90 or 2008? My apologies, 2006.
And
1924, sorry. That's 90 or 2006?
1990 or 2006?
Yeah.
Okay, let's
don't make me change it back to
2006.
Okay. The year is 2008. 2.5 stars. I'm serious. Two and a half stars from Leonard. Wait, I can't tell if that's a 6 or an 8. It is so fucking with me.
Is it a Q, though?
You want me to take a look at
it? It's a 6. Yeah. It's a 6. Yeah,
take a look
at it.
Okay.
Fucking wise guy.
Know it, bro.
Here's what we'll do. I'm pretty sure it's an 8, but that's a clue. It's from 2006 or 2008.
Okay.
2.5 stars from Leonard. It's 2008. 2.5 stars from Leonard.
Possibly.
He says that this movie is watchable throughout. He also says that the cricket's back. So much pressure. Should be crickets on game shows. He also says that the movie has... You picked the category, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's got hyperactive editing. And he lists 7 names. How many names can you get it in, Sarah? This movie that...
8.
Is from 2008. Okay, she says 8 names. No, do you want to say 7?
7.
Take them all. What do you think, Tony?
Now, okay. Is it 2008 or 2006?
Let me verify.
Where are you going? Doug, come back.
That's 2008 officially.
It's officially 2008.
Wow.
I know this guy. He's good for it. I didn't recognize him at first because he did this thing with all his hair is gone from his head.
But. It begins with a Q?
What's that?
It begins with a Q?
Mm-hmm.
I say name it, Sarah Tiana.
Okay.
That's a lot of names for her to get, though.
Yeah,
it's all the names. It's all the names. And people in this room, down to maybe one or two of you, are going to know this answer. So everybody, just do your best to not blurt it out.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm probably going
to to you also, Cricket.
I'm so bad. I'm sorry, Steph, in advance.
I'm not saying that to embarrass you. I'm just saying that I'm hoping you'll be with all of us in knowing the name of this movie. Begins with, we got a
phone call coming in.
Yeah? Well, then we'll just have to blow up another one. We'll blow up, you can buy more. All right, if we can't get it out of the tree, we'll blow up another one. I gotta go. Donnie's having issues with the balloon. It's not a big fucking deal.
Can't Jenny help him with the balloon thing?
Who is this girl, the maid?
On The View, she's blonde, she used to be in Playboy, singled out with Chris Hardwick.
Okay, you just listed Hollywood. And she didn't strip?
She thinks that immunization causes
autism.
Alzheimer's. Autism. She backed off of that. Whatever.
Well, either way, she's fired.
You can fire her?
Cutting her checks. I thought she fucking worked at the house. God damn it. You know what? I should give her one.
I don't know what that means. In this case, don't give her one.
Okay.
But do give her one. Your seven names, Sarah, are Jeffrey Wright, Gemma Atherton, something like that. Giancarlo Giannini, Judy Dench, Matthew L. Merrick, Olga Kurylenko, and it begins with the letter Q, Daniel Craig.
Oh, okay.
What was that movie called?
Wow.
I'm gonna cry.
I'm making a guest cry.
Oh man.
Talk us through it.
You know, the only thing I like better than winning is watching other people lose.
I mean, it's gotta be. Is it a James Bond?
No.
No?
Don't fucking trust
me. He's just
me.
Messing around with you. But we can't answer the question.
I know, you guys
but,
can't give me.
But
it's definitely a movie.
I feel like you know what it is.
I know what it is.
And if you don't say it, then Tony's going to be our winner. And we had a great time, so don't feel bad. But, you know, everybody's got, the cricket's got other plans.
I'm going to be so bummed.
I got a lot of
I
weed to smoke outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
Yeah, it does.
It's from 2008.
It definitely is.
From Judy Dench. I saw this one. Fuck, man. Fuck.
Raise your hand if you don't know it. Look at that.
Great. I know. I know.
Rachel Weisz is in it.
Let's do...
Uncredited.
Let's do some plugs while she's thinking. Let's go through and do our plugs. We'll have a nice suspenseful ending to the show. See if she can pull
this out.
Check
out Wahlburgers. That's fucking the best show on television right now. And other than that, you can watch me do shit on the DVK show on the Nerdist Network. I fucking help that dude out sometimes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Thank you, Mark. And the game might continue. If she names it, then we're going to have a... three-way tie and Brian. Brian, what do you got going on?
I'm going to be at Comic-Con this year, bringing Death Squad there. It's going to be three shows and two nights. We're bringing Kill Tony there, which is Tony Hinchcliffe's Thunder Pussy, and we're having a big comedy show.
You know what? I'll do it.
All right, you're in.
Mark Wahlberg is in. And that's July. What venue?
American Comedy Co., July 23rd and July 24th.
And also, you all should have gotten a letter by now. I did a mailing. If you didn't, just consider yourself invited, or, I mean, like you needed to. Go see Transformers 4.
You did a mailer for Transformers 4?
Yeah. Stamps are like a buck. That's nothing.
Tony, you got Kill Tony Mondays at the Comedy Store.
Check out Kill Tony. I'm doing the road a lot. You can check out my website for dates on that. And you can catch me winning Doug Loves Movies in about 2.5 minutes.
I can't think of it. I saw it at the Vista, and I can't think of it.
Can I give her a hint that won't help her, but it'll be funny because it doesn't?
No. Okay.
Scott Bakula. I fucking went here and there.
I got a plug, quick. I think. Yeah. Reminding everybody about Getting Dug with High tomorrow night at Largo and Cincinnati. I'm going to go bananas on Thursday night. Have you ever played there, Sarah?
No, I haven't.
What do you got coming up? I know it's hard to think about two things at once, but you got any comedy dates that people can come see you?
This week, I'll be at Flappers on Thursday. Oh, I'm always
Flappers
at the store.
In Burbank.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Thursday.
Nice.
And then I'm going to be in Edinburgh. If anybody listens to this in Scotland, I'll be at the Edinburgh Festival in August.
I'm sure there's some people that do that. And
anybody that will kill
me. They all know the answer.
Yeah.
All of those people.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know. I know it's a James. I'm
sorry. What do you think it is, though? Begins with Q.
I know. I'm bummed that I picked that.
Let me narrow it down for you. It's not Quacktopussy. It's not Quoonraker.
cold finger. I don't know. It's got to be quicker.
All right. Well, we gotta throw
so
in the
sorry.
Towel.
I know. I'm
That's
so sorry,
all right.
Steph.
You're
sorry.
I'm sure this Steph's got a good shithead back here.
Yeah.
oh, yeah. That's going to feel good. That's probably going to feel better than carrying your heavy book around for the rest of the night. So you did good.
Yeah.
It's called Quantum of Solace.
Oh.
Right? Are you kidding me?
Solace for all you enunciators out there, but
I'm bummed because I won the one in Vegas, so it's okay if I don't win them both.
As usual,
there's no proof.
The
of
dude
it.
With the sword wins.
Yes, Tony's our winner, everybody.
Doug,
if you would have went with the other year, what is the movie? Was it Quigley Down Under?
No, it wasn't, but that's one of my favorite titles. Because it's just something suggestive about it. But also, he had one of those little things
flavor
right here.
Savers.
Flavor Saver, yeah. And so for a while, I called that a Quigley Down Under. and I still do, I guess. what can you pass down your name tag there, Mark, so I can read the shithead off of the back? And thanks for everybody for coming out, and we'll get everybody out of here a few minutes ahead of schedule. Oh, that's an interesting one. And there's one on the back of Brian's thing too. One more round of applause, everybody, for Sarah Tiana, our winner Tony Hinchcliffe, Brian Redband, and the one and only Mark Wahlberg.
Real quick, I didn't get to work out today, so if anybody wants to stick around and fight, I'm in.
You'll just fight all comers?
Yes.
I really like your bracelet, by the way.
What's that?
Your bracelet.
This weighs 22 pounds. All day.
Wow, effortless the way you lift that thing.
Also makes a good cock ring. Oh, what, you can't give me one?
Yeah, I'll give you one. Ender's Game.
Well, that's a fucking good one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude.
All right, as always, Adam Baldwin is a shithead. There you go. There's your name tag back. Good job. Oh, look at this. Where'd that come from? Was that from yours? Yeah. It's cool, dude. It's cool. Oh, shit, I dropped it. This is going to be bad. Oh, I remember what it was. Portugal is a shithead.
Totally.
Okay. And the crazy old lady who lives upstairs is a shithead.